7, 8. Caffeinated faith with Ray and E. Jesus talk.
The hair whip.
The hair whip.
Oh, man.
Hello.
Hello.
Ooh. How are ya?
Howdy do. Ew.
Are you getting ready for the weekend with the Westies?
Yes. Yes, we'll go with that.
I would say I've never heard you say howdy.
Howdy do. Ew. I'm so excited for the women's retreat.
I am too.
Oh, by the way, welcome. Welcome. Ew.
What's it called? Yeah, and it's funny with our topic today because as I was looking at like different Bible verses and stuff, I'm pretty sure one of them is the theme for this weekend.
Nuh-uh.
Cool. It was one of the Bible verses of the day, like a couple days ago. My mom emailed everybody saying how it was like the part of the theme, and I'm pretty sure it was similar to that. So,
oh, cool.
We're already starting off great.
I'm excited.
I am too.
Today's episode is on mental purity, and we'll touch a little on like physical purity too at the end.
Yes.
There's
a couple things with both that I could relate to, so that's why I'm like excited about it too.
This is a really good topic. So I'll just start by saying that mental purity is essentially like refraining from entertaining your impure thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So any bad thoughts that come in, learning how to cast them away. And
we have to try to be more like, think more like Christ as well, mm-hmm. so that we could portray what we learned from him,
mm-hmm.
and everything too.
Yes.
And I feel like it's definitely important for us as believers today, especially mm-hmm. because of what can go on in this world.
Oh, yeah.
That can mess up your mental. Between like media, entertainment, and maybe the norm that people think that the society like
the worldly norm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's everywhere.
And unfortunately, it could go against, like, obviously what we read in the Bible and everything, like, because right. obviously we're Bible-based, so we obviously live mm-hmm. according to the Bible, so a lot of things in this world can astray us from that.
Mm-hmm.
And the mentality that we all have, the mental state, is a very soft area.
I feel sure like it,
it's easy to persuade, it's easy to distract and everything, too.
Oh, yeah. So we need to entertain our, our righteous thoughts, our godly thoughts, and not give in to all those bad, impure thoughts. We are human, so it's going to happen, but we need to learn how to cast those away.
And that's why we need Christ and
mm-hmm.
read what he does for us through us so that we can portray that and use that light to outshine the darkness in this world.
Yes, and he'll help us train our minds to know what's good and bad.
I feel like it could help us with like discipline too, like how to be more disciplined. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, where was I going with that?
I think that's a big part of it.
It's definitely discipline. Essential.
Yeah. That in itself can help.
You know what doesn't help the mental that goes on in the world is like the not only temptations you go through that Satan. You could go through that each day, whatever.
Right.
But social media.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Especially. That could definitely ruin your mental.
Oh yeah. And TV shows and music. Like you said, media, like.
Yeah.
Like.
Sorry. Like.
I gotta stop doing that in both of us.
I know, but still.
But anyway, no, that's.
Be more Christ-like.
Yes. That's the only time we should be using the word like. Christ-like.
You know, that's such a bad habit, especially for like, people nowadays, because like.
Oh my!
Because sometimes people use it as filler words. It's mm-hmm. like every in the middle. You have to say the word like at least sometimes, yes. but not like this and like this and like that. Like that's annoying.
But we do it. We need to help ourselves
because we don't. Instead of using the energy to come up with other words, I feel like we just mm-hmm. put the word like in place of it. That's what I've always learned. I don't know.
The first step is being aware,
and then praying to Jesus to help you change.
Yes. Jesus, please get rid of my likes. No, I'm serious. In our ums. No.
I can't.
No, but anyway, yes. No, the biggest thing that can alter our pure mind is what we said.
Mm-hmm.
the television shows, a sexual ness that comes from music, from television, from social not even media. That,
the stupidity of the jokes. I think it was this past Sunday when they were preaching, but like the humor that people find humorous, that's like mm-hmm. inappropriate, like stupid mm-hmm. little jokes, like that's not good for your mind either, because that's all you're filtering it in.
It's not, and it trains our mind to be okay with it.
Yeah, I feel like, as they always say, like whatever you let yourself get filtered with into your brain, into yeah. it goes into your heart, and then how you act and what you say portrays what you have inside. So like what goes in must come out.
Yeah, no, it's true. So we have to be careful what we watch or listen to mm-hmm. and be careful what we retain, because our thoughts can become physical actions over time. A lot of people think that because they have outer purity, like they're not acting upon these thoughts, that it's okay.
Yeah.
For instance, like, let's say, you know, you're a pretty good person on the outside. You go to church, this and that, and then you're married to someone, and then you're acting out this scene. You see, like, someone really beautiful, and you're acting out this, like, sexual scene in your head. And too many people in this world do that. Like, they think it's okay to do that, but that's actually a sin in itself.
That's what I was gonna say. Isn't that already a sin as it is? Like,
yeah, just thinking about it, and you know, thoughts can affect us yeah. like that. But it's wrong. It's wrong.
And even then, if you're only having the thoughts, I feel like there's only so much time until you actually want to act out those mm-hmm. thoughts and this and that, right? So
yes, I think they justify it because they think their thoughts are private. Which
Jesus
yes,
knows all your thoughts.
From the world, they're private.
Yes, yes.
Right? And if they don't say or do anything wrong, that there's no harm.
Yeah, but what if it alters how you act? Like, although you might not, you might say it on the inside and, like, the world might not know it because you're not sharing it. What if it alters how you are, though?
That's what it is. It can be, yeah. It can yeah. turn into physical. It can turn into, like, what you're
like
doing.
I could look at you and be like, oh, it seems like you've changed in the last, like, I don't know, 2 weeks or whatever. That could also...
If you let it get to that point, then it's going to start showing on the outside, and it's going to lead to actions.
Right.
You know, watching porn or, like, even imagining things in your head can lead you, essentially, to go do the act.
Mm-hmm.
Because in your mind, like, it's already so normal, and you obviously, in the world, people, there's you know... So much, I don't even know what to say, because there's so much bad in the world.
Yeah,
that people make it seem normal, but it's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Plain and simple, it is wrong.
Yes, and again, we're human. So if like you're flipping through the channels, let's say, and like a sexual scene comes on, like we need to tell ourselves, especially those who are holding off, like they're single and they're like. Abstaining from sex and whatnot, we got to think about how little things like that can affect us and trigger us to want to, you know, mm-hmm. look more into it. So, you know, instead of flipping through the channels, maybe pick something specific that you want to watch.
Well, even now, I mean, flipping through channels reminds me of when we were younger, but like mm-hmm. now there's all streaming services where it's not really flipping through channels, it's what you pick. So like even sometimes I feel like they make the covers of the movie or show like enticing looking, and then yeah. when you click into it, it's like, oh, I didn't know this was gonna be there, or whatever the case is too.
Yeah, look at, before you click on anything, look at what it's about.
Trailers.
Yes, the trailers. Before going to the movie theater to see the next big movie, look it up and see what it's about. Mm-hmm. What's the content of it?
You honestly know what the best movies are out there right now in the theater, I should say.
The Christian movies.
Yes.
And there's like, so many.
And they're so good.
They're so good.
Like, there's one that I would rewatch over and over again that I went to go see. It's out on TV now, by the way. So if you are on
streaming,
The Forge.
The Forge, yes.
That's my favorite one. I could watch that.
I would watch. Oh my gosh. Just that reminds me, when me and my mom went to go see that movie in theater, I heard someone in the back row, they were talking to someone, and they're like, this is the 10th time I've come to see this movie in theater. That's how good it is, you guys. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's funny.
It is good. And the message, just all the messages, and it's relatable to everybody. You don't have to just be Christian to go watch it too. Like,
mm-hmm.
if you just go watch it, it'll, I feel like it'll make you want to change yourself too, like for the better.
And it's the truth. Just a quick little passage that's going with what we're talking about. It's Romans 8:6-8.
Mm-hmm.
So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death.
Oof.
Yeah. But letting the spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. For the sinful nature is always hostile to God. It never did obey God's laws, and it never will. That's why those who are still under the control of their sinful nature can never please God.
Ooh, that's a good verse.
Yeah, and we are in control, guys. I mean, God is, but you know what I mean. Like,
yeah,
whether we have
God or not,
mm-hmm.
like to make that decision, and then ultimately God has the control over it all.
Right, but we have the free will
to
decide what's good and bad for our minds. That is what makes or break you in this life. To be honest.
It is true, though.
We have the power to stop our bad thoughts in action and replace them with pure thoughts. Right?
The question is, why don't we?
To keep our minds clean. I know.
That's the one question that comes to my head.
I know. Stop in your tracks. We are human, but we need to respond in a righteous way.
Mm-hmm.
We have the free will and authority to do that. So I just pray that people really take that to heart. It's the real deal. I know we already said this, but it is very tough to stay pure when there's so much impurity around us. But it's possible.
And even if you think it's like, oh, it's just a little thing, that little thing goes a long way.
It sure can.
And you might start off as like a little thing, but it could also get bigger and bigger and bigger, and then you find yourself in a big hole.
Yep. It sure can. And I've been there before.
I'm pretty sure we all have at some point.
Yes. I'm talking like to the extreme.
Whether it's action or a thought.
Yeah.
It doesn't always just start out that way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I have a verse, Philippians 4:8-9. It says, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing. Then the peace of God will be with you."
Mm-hmm.
I liked that, and I also like how it ends too, like the peace of God will be with you. So if you obviously let God have the control over your mind, over your life, you'll always be at peace. You won't have to like have any like crazy inner battles. You'll obviously battle stuff throughout your time, but God will always be there with you.
Will always.
And he will always be by your side. He'll always be on your team.
Yeah.
So it's not like you ever have to go through stuff alone.
I love how you always point out the assuring words. Like, will. He will. Because
people in this world always doubt or, like, are self-critical and this and that. So, like, I feel like knowing that he will be with you and, like, pray. Like, when they say, like, when you pray, don't say, but be like, I know this will happen. Help me. Like, you know, like, pray with assurance. So it's important to have that in your life. But when it was saying about being pure and noble, choosing to focus on that can help us as believers. Our mindset leads to more of a godly living. And also, we must guard our mental space since the world is unfortunately filled with like negativity and lies and distractions.
Right.
I hate those words, but it happens.
I know. We need to protect our minds.
And I saw, I heard a preacher one time say, "You may live in a culture that's growing dark, but you don't have to let that darkness into you. It's time for the Christians to stand out. Wherever the world grows darker, the light should shine brighter."
Oh, yeah.
But just because you live in the world that's dark and has all the negativity and lies and this and that, you don't have to blend in with them and let it happen to you. Like, let your light shine through you that obviously represents God and just show the world.
Even though it comes with a lot of hate, I love to be different. I want to be different, and I want to be changed.
I knew what you were doing.
Till all of me is gone, and all that remains is a fire so bright the whole world will see.
That there's something different.
I want to be different. I'm sorry. Listen, those are all true, but it is lyrics of the song we're going to sing later. But listen, powerful, true lyrics that relate. Okay?
Okay.
I'm not going to take credit for those words, but I can feel it, and that's why I said it.
You are those words now. You are changed. You are different.
I am. I am. People are going to be like, she like rhyming right now, like saying a poem.
Dropping some words.
No, it's so true. If you never heard that song, listen. It's so good. I just want to add in also, we need to be careful listening to the mindset of others.
Mm.
Yes. Or the conversations we hear in the break room at work, you know, type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing. Because that, you know, everything we hear, we need to discern all of that stuff. Just like we were talking about. If we're hearing someone badmouth another person, that doesn't make it okay for us to do it now. Like, oh, everyone does it. No, we need to discern that.
Or it's
that.
Okay to, like, if you walk in, you hear people talking about whatever, it doesn't mean you have to insert yourself in that
yes.
situation.
That's what I mean. Like, be careful what we take in, not necessarily hear, because that's uncontrollable.
Yeah.
But what we believe and what we take out of what we hear. And also being careful to find a true Christian pastor. That's another thing. Mm. And what sermons we listen to.
Preach.
Because there are so many fake Christians out there.
False witnesses. False,
yes. Including pastors, unfortunately. So if you are listening to like YouTube sermons, this and that, like you also should be fact checking with your Bible or talking about it with other Christians you know, maybe.
And on Sunday, there was a good point that was being said, too.
Okay.
Is when you do see the reels and stuff, it might be a great reel, but, like, yeah. Look beyond that. Don't think. And also, don't think that is your reading the Bible.
Right.
I can't stand that. It's like,
that
oh,
can't be all you do.
I watched this. I did that. Great. But, like, what else did you do? Like, you know?
Yes. We cannot
don't
feed
replace
on
it.
These things. We can't replace these things.
And you also don't know what was said before or after. What if something he said was not agreeable before and then he says this? And like, because people have flip-flop.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's tough with reels nowadays to discern that unless you go back. But
find what church they're at. Go to the YouTube page. And I'm pretty sure you could find their whole sermon there.
I mean, if there's a passage relatable, like you can take it in. But to know that maybe they're not fully...
Yeah.
You know.
Because I watch a lot of reels. I might send my parents some on Instagram sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't, because like I talked to my dad about it after church on Sunday, and it's not like I live off of that. And he knows that I also read and do this and that. Mm-hmm. So it's, like I could hear whatever, but it's what you do with it. And as long as you're doing other stuff as well, not just relying on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because... We didn't fully know the song, I'm going to be honest,
yeah.
Right, until today, but in my notes I wrote, be pure, be different, follow Jesus, so it's funny I use that word.
Is that why you picked that out of the three that I said?
No, I didn't even remember,
no, I
to
know,
be honest.
Because you sounded excited when I said that song. You
were like, I was, because it's a good song, but I just saw that, it's funny.
And, yeah, so with the mentality part of it, we have to try to like guard what we can consume, like how we were saying on social media, TV and all that. Practicing gratitude and positive thinking. That is where we all struggle as well. Mm-hmm. As I said, people are self-critical or doubtful or fearful, whatever the word is nowadays. It's important to be positive and just be happy and thankful for like even all the little things that you have in your life.
Yeah.
I chuckled when I when I was thinking about that because I don't know if you were probably one of them, but I have a couple friends that like always ask me how I always have positive thinking because like they could come to me about something and they might be going through something, whatever, or if a situation happened and I would just be like, yeah, but if you think about it this way,
yeah,
like I never go to the negative side of it because there's no point in dwelling in it.
Mm-hmm.
So
because it is what it is.
Yeah. And I know, like, in my situations, I leave it in God's hands. So, like, I know it'll be handled one way or another. So I just never stay in the negative part of it. But then my friend's always like, how are you always so positive? Or like, why do you always think so bright? And I was like, well,
why do you think?
Exactly. So if you're more Christ-like, then you're going to portray it. So I'm always positive, I guess. Mm-hmm. And when they ask me why, I never could really tell them, because ultimately it is God, I feel. So like, there's no rhyme reason why. I don't know. Anyway, and also it's important to spend time in prayer and word.
Most important.
That's like the two main things in your walk with God that you have to do.
Well, that's how he's going to help you to get where you need to be and remain pure.
And because if you let things take over your mentality, like your mental state, you're just letting the enemy win, I feel.
Yeah, 100%.
He wants you to be distracted and afraid.
But if you're doing these things that God calls us to do, you know, praising him, reading, praying, he's going to protect you from that.
Yeah.
You're going to way more easily be able to cast away any demon that comes.
And I feel like the more you practice this stuff, it's like easier for you to get through your days too.
Oh yeah, he changes it for you. If you're doing what he calls us to do, he changes it for you. Mm-hmm. I also want to just bring up unpopular topic, but God made us who we are, and we see all this gender dysmorphia, people changing genders. It's happening a lot nowadays, and I think that we need to really be careful, because the young children and everyone that's participating or believes that this is okay is very impure in God's eyes. Mm-hmm. And it's a whole nother topic, but I just want to say it because it is part of impurity, in my opinion. So I just really wanted to add it there. Also, like, hearing other people use language, that's like a huge thing in today's world.
Yes, it is. It's like another word in the dictionary to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so normalized that people probably don't realize that they're saying it.
Mm-hmm. But if we realize the impurity in that, like, it's really filthy to hear swearing after swearing, like in every sentence, and just in general, it's filthy.
You can't even watch comedy either now. I feel like people think that you have to use like the F-bomb and all this and that to make it funnier, when it's honestly, you must not be that funny then if you got to use the swears as to make it more funny, I guess.
Yeah, or like nasty jokes, like sexual.
Actually try to be funny then if you really want it to be funny for people to laugh at. Like, I don't understand why you got to throw in a swear word.
There's nothing like a comedian that doesn't swear and doesn't have to bring up nasty subjects. Yeah. Like, that is a true comedian.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
And it's sad because there are two comedians that I have been fond of that I just can't listen to every time because of obviously those reasons.
Yeah.
But
you hear something and you're like, ah.
Kevin Hart and Matt Rife. Those two.
Kevin Hart. He is a classic, but yeah, sometimes he'll go a little rogue there.
but I think it's important for us to also like set boundaries in our life and find those people that we, like your friend group or whoever you go to, as accountability partners. And your friend group is also a big like aspect of it, because whatever company you keep could corrupt your character, like they say. So it's important to know who you're with. Do they respect you enough to not do the things around you or to you that they know that you're against? And,
right.
And all that.
We can't conform. Romans 12:2, my favorite.
Oh, you remember that one.
Do not conform to this world.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is just a gist of it.
Yes.
But let God renew your mind. So that's not word for word, but that's essentially what it is.
Mind, body, and soul.
So don't conform to this world. Instead, let the things you do renew your mind. Mm-hmm. Or let God renew your mind through the things you do. Essentially, that's what it says. I'm not good at memorizing word for word, but
it's all good.
But that it's goes so
better
much
than the last episode when you were trying to remember your
words. I know.
Verse.
See, I remembered the second part this time.
It's all good.
That's the best. I love it. So we really do need to tend to the purity of, you know, what's inside of us, and the outer purity will just come natural. I do have a little scripture on that too. It's Matthew 23:26-27. And this is Jesus speaking. So he says, "You blind Pharisee, listen to this. First wash the inside of the cup and the dish, and then the outside will become clean too."
Say that again.
First wash the inside of the cup and the dish, and then the outside will become clean too. "What sorrow awaits you, teachers of religious law, and you Pharisees, hypocrites. For you are like whitewashed tombs, beautiful on the outside, but filled on the inside with dead people's bones and all sorts of impurity."
You know what reminds me when you say that?
What?
Is that unfortunately there are some Christians out there that are beautiful on the outside. You might see how they might portray themselves living in this and that, but then on the inside, they don't practice what they preach.
Right. And that comes out.
Yeah.
That comes, it comes out. Especially for those who have really good discernment and are with Christ.
But sometimes they don't think that they're in the wrong or doing anything of that sort.
I know.
Even though their actions show otherwise.
Right.
But it's sad.
They need to humble themselves and really think about what's going on inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot. Too many people.
There's not a lot of authenticity nowadays.
Mm-hmm. But that's the goal.
Because people always try to, like, what's that word I'm looking for? They, people please. Like, they always, like, in front of certain people, they might act a different way or
conformity.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
12:2 Romans.
Romans 12:2 conformity.
Yeah. I don't know. I've just never been a fan of that, especially, like, if somebody's acting different with one person than a different person, like, why? Like, what's the point? Like, what do they have over you that, like, I don't even know the words to even say, but you know what I mean? Like, what do they have over you for you to act like that?
Yeah. No, it's true, but that's something that we can only pray for. And I mean, if we're close enough to the person, we can send out little messages that might, that they might understand, in the nicest way possible. And I think as Christians, we are supposed to be doing that to, especially to the people we love. As Josh would say, like, truth bombs, right?
Truth bombs.
The truth.
I'm big on truth.
The truth
bombs.
Hurts sometimes.
Depending on who, I feel like also it does totally, but also who's saying it to you and what their, not revenge, like what their
meaning behind
Because like, you could have your close friends and stuff like that tell you, like, the truth, and it might hurt sometimes. That's like great. But then there's also, what if it's, like, somebody who, I don't know, that doesn't have a good meaning behind it when they come at you? Like, they just want a chance to come at you about something.
Yeah. I think you, you know, or we as Christians can discern that.
Mm-hmm.
Keep using that word today. But it's relevant, right?
It's important to have in the Christian faith.
It really is. And we know people that are in the faith necessarily won't always give the best advice.
I think it depends.
I'm not saying that they won't at all, but it's not always.
I think it depends your experience and like how much are you in it, you know, to also be able to help that person out. Because somebody who doesn't read the Bible, you can't tell me like what to do or what's good to do if you don't know yourself, you know.
In certain ways, for sure. There's also, I just want to really quickly touch base on emotional purity, which, for example, it could be like, you know, a 15-year-old and they have a boyfriend.
I can't speak on that because that was me.
well, that's fine, but you probably didn't know that you had to protect your emotional purity just as much as your physical purity.
Yeah, probably because it was my first boyfriend, too, so, like, I had no experience in anything else, so.
Yeah. I just want to touch base because it's so important for, like, young kids or teenagers, especially to know that we don't have to give, for someone who's not our husband, we don't have to give all of our emotional energy out there, you know? We don't, even like young Christians, I feel like sometimes they're like, okay, I'm pure. I have my purity ring. I'm not going to have sex till marriage, this and that. But they're not protecting their emotional purity, because you can have five boyfriends before you get married, right? Giving out that emotional purity is just almost as severe as your physical, mm-hmm. in my opinion, because that can really ruin you too.
Well, the physical aspect too. It's like when I was in youth class, this is the example that was used. It's like, mm-hmm. you're giving a piece of your heart to this person, piece of your heart to that person, yes. and so on and so forth, when you're supposed to be giving your whole heart to your husband.
Right. Yeah. And part of that is emotional.
Yeah.
You know, like, we don't have to sit there and be ooey-gooey and love and this and that. Like, no, you guys can talk about the thing that's most important. And that's what's going to bring you closer. That's yeah. what's going to, you
know. But also, as let's say if you are a teenager dating, that's the time. I feel like the teenage years is the time you don't take seriously with God, because mm-hmm. you want to be conformed and want to mm-hmm. do what's out there and this and that, thinking you have time before.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. So I feel like it's hard for them to even know about that.
Definitely. No, it is.
But it's also what's taught at home, too. Like, if your parents never taught you that, or...
Exactly.
That's the problem as well.
But that's why I want to raise awareness right now, because I, you know, I want to make sure that anyone with young kids instill that in their children as well.
Yeah.
It's so important. Like, I read an article on it, and that's why I'm saying it so strongly, because this young girl that was writing... she actually was able to identify that with her last boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think she was like 16, and she already gave all her emotional energy to all her other boyfriends. But then finally she decided that her new boyfriend, like, they should focus on God and they should talk about stuff like that. And then it led them to such a successful marriage now. She actually did it. Wow. And that's rare to find.
It just shows and proves that it can work, you know. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I'm kind of happy too that I waited to have kids, in a sense, because obviously I grew up with the foundation and everything, but me personally, I'm gonna be the one with my child 24/7, right? So mm-hmm. just the way that I am personally, I'm glad that I waited to have kids, because of what I can teach them more now than I could have maybe in my early 20s or mid 20s, that I'm just grateful that I did wait.
Yeah.
For kids. Because now I know, like, since I am strong in my faith and mm-hmm. what's, you know, like, the purity part of it and everything, I could teach them fully, yeah. like, what is and what's not. And hopefully they would take that like I did.
But yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just like that I waited.
I love that.
Because, you know why? Because society, like, okay, I get engaged, I get married, and then, oh, when's the baby's coming? When's this coming? I know some
yes.
I know some people close to me are genuine about it. I don't care. It's when everybody does it.
It's just, like, so repetitive and all the time. And it's, like, yeah.
then they try to stress you out about it, because, like, honestly, now, everybody around me, oh, when are you having a baby? This mm-hmm. and that. When are you having a baby? And then I yawn in front of people. Oh, you're pregnant. No, I'm just tired. Like, I do other things outside of this.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like, that's just been the thing, and I'm just, like, not conforming to what everybody wants, because if I was that weak, I would be like, okay, I have to have a baby now because people are telling me to.
Yeah, that's really strong of you to be able to do that.
And I think also what helped is Will, because he's strong himself and mm-hmm. like, he doesn't let anything or anybody persuade him or anything. So yeah. I think being with him for as long as I have been also helped me
rubbed
as well
off.
And us growing together in Christ, like how you were saying about that girl,
yeah,
just helped as well too. So
yeah, that's amazing.
So I'm just happy that I waited, and I will let you know when I'm having a child, people.
Yes, she will let you know. No. I just want to say, though, on the other hand. On the other hand, I did have kids young. Mm-hmm. I didn't quite have Jesus the whole time, but I'm thankful that my kids are still young enough to be able to teach them the yeah. things that I know now.
On the bright side, too, though, here I go. Although Amelia was your first, obviously, and you didn't have Christ and all this and that, I think she's at a good age now, especially when you're strong in faith now. Mm-hmm. Yes. I feel like she is at a good age to soak it up too, though.
Exactly.
Although she's yeah. a little bit older than your other two, but I feel like they're all still like good ages.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. I'm very thankful that before they became teenagers, I'm where I am now with yeah. God, and I know the things that I can teach them.
Yeah.
Are pure, you know, within purity and all of that. So yeah. I'm just thankful for that. Because it could have gone, I'm young. It's rare to have the faith like I do so young. I encourage it to everyone. Mm-hmm. But it's not always the most common to find young believers.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful.
That's true.
So I just, we can move on to...
Physical,
but I just have one more thing to say. It's Proverbs 4:23-26. And it's, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech.
Mm-hmm.
Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. And mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. So moving on to physical impurity, besides what we've already talked about a lot, like sexual purity, that kind of coincides with physical, but there's also like taking care of our body too,
mm-hmm.
with what we eat and what we put in it.
I know we're both passionate about the physical part of
mm-hmm.
it.
I think, you know, everything we said about the physical part of, like, staying abstinent, I think that also, like, goes with this.
Yeah.
But we'll talk more about, like, the health of it.
Yeah, the health.
And our temple mm-hmm. being center, you know.
You gotta treat it right.
Yeah.
I have a verse for the physical part. 1 Timothy 4:8, which says... physical training is good, but training for godliness is much better, promising benefits in this life and in the life to come. So basically, that verse, I like it because it shows how his godliness can impact every aspect of our life. Mm-hmm. And it, in doing so, it shapes our character, behavior, and decision making mm-hmm. with everything. Not just
decision making. That can go a lot with, you know,
yeah.
how we treat our bodies, too.
Yeah. And your thought process behind that, like, are you doing yeah. for the right reasons,
right,
and all that,
right? So being close to him can impact our physical too and how we treat our temples,
but also like if you can, so it's supposed to help us like be more disciplined and
yeah.
and all that. If you can bring that to going to the gym and eating good,
oh yeah,
and whatever you put into your body and healthy wise, you can put that discipline into what you have to nurture your soul with. So like
yeah.
disciplined with God, with reading and all this and that too.
Right.
And then that's how it would shape you into your character,
yeah.
character, behavior, and how to discern, if you want to say, mm-hmm. to decision make.
He'll help with that.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're being true to his word and, you know, striving for more with him, he's going to help you with what, you know, with what you want for your life too.
Right.
Which is what should be aligned with God. Like, we all want what God wants for our lives, but we have the power to take care of our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So
use the wisdom that he gives you.
We gotta use that. It's so important. There's so much illness and sickness and unexpected death
mm-hmm.
in this world right now. Even with young people, it's detrimental how many people are sick or dying in today's world.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it is lack of good food and exercise.
That
it's scary.
Honestly, could mix between the mental aspect of it too,
oh,
because
yeah.
the social media and society in general just tells you what you're supposed to be like. Every size is beautiful. Unless it's medical, whether it's overweight or underweight, you
yes.
gotta do something about it.
Yeah, I totally agree.
But if you're a size 2, 4, 6, 8, 20, whatever. It's whatever you make of it. So
right.
you just have to make sure you are wise with what you have. And
right.
also, it's what you make of it. So it's how you love yourself.
Yes.
Are you doing the proper things to either maintain or
mm-hmm.
enhance?
Like, yes.
You know?
Yes, 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 yes. We just, like, you know, no matter what size we are, we need to make sure that we are healthy within our temples and to do the things that we need to do to better it,
mm-hmm.
whether it's being too overweight or too skinny, you know?
Right.
Now,
I'm not saying if you're lazy,
affect.
It's okay.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But it's gonna, but our, it can totally affect, you know, our insides can affect everything. It can affect our mental clarity.
Yeah. Yeah.
It can affect diseases and
although illnesses. I do feel for the people who are on medication that like makes you gain weight or whatever the case is. But either way, you're still beautiful.
You know? Sure. But they also have to be careful about certain things too.
Yeah.
Like maybe even more because this medication does alter.
Right. And to go with what you were actually saying, mm-hmm. Are ways that you can actually strive for physical purity, like what you can try to do. And then I go into it. So first one being maintaining a balanced and healthy diet that honors God. So mm-hmm. that could help promote like self-control, which is a big mm-hmm. one.
And discipline, yeah.
And discipline and gratitude. Mm-hmm. Be happy for what you have, like mm-hmm. your body-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's easy for everybody to find all the flaws in them. I'm guilty of that sometimes, but then again, I snap out of it and I'm like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, and then making exercise a form of stewardship over the body.
Yes.
Which that can, I like this one because it says it reflects respect and responsibility for maintaining the body that God has trusted us with.
Yeah. Responsibility. I like that.
And respect too. Like,
yeah.
It's God's temple, so like don't trash it or do anything that's not of him, you know. Okay, this one I feel like is a big one. Approaching modesty as a way to reflect inward faith outwardly. Yes. So true modesty is not simply about clothing choices, but about an attitude of humility, respect, and purity that comes from faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember when I was younger, I always thought that the more revealing the outfits are, the sexier it is,
mm-hmm.
or you feel better. But honestly, as I'm older and I woke up in my faith and everything,
same.
I realized that
yeah.
less is more.
Yes.
So, and I actually feel like as a woman, like
not less clothes.
No.
less clothes.
Less reveal.
Less no clothes.
No. We want all the clothes.
Yeah.
But less skin
mm-hmm.
is more.
Yes.
And I feel like as a woman too, like I feel like it's sexier when you have that nice outfit on, but like also covering stuff. Or,
yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying to wear turtlenecks, but also I'm not saying to have your nipples out.
I so, 100% like, agree. And my mind has been changing about, we're young, so it's easy to get into like the fashion and whatnot. Right. But I'm glad that we're on the same page with that. Like yeah. our minds are changing about what we wear.
Like I like slits on the side of my dress, but I don't want it all the way up where it's like
you can see your booty cheek. Yeah
or others,
or like a crop top so high that it's like your whole entire
yeah
belly.
I look for the long crop tops where like you could tell it's like a crop top, but it looks it's like flowy too.
And then your high-waisted jeans can like yes. fill in that gap.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
I do have to admit one thing. The only time that I feel like I don't know if I went back on what I just said was my birthday.
Oh, okay.
The dress. One, that's why you don't order things online. I just
because it could fit you different.
Yes. Because yeah. it didn't look like that.
You did online. Have some cleavy cleave.
I did. But I didn't even stay in the dress the whole time either. It was literally for photos and that was it.
No, but you're also young and learning too.
Yeah.
At the same time.
But I don't want to go back and hear this and be like, but Rachel wore this. I'm just like,
Yeah.
You know? So I am saying this here. But also, aside from that,
you think maybe you should have gotten a different dress for that
like
day?
Like, the cuts on the side were fine. It wasn't really showing. It's literally the cleavage part.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why I also didn't post a lot of photos of it, because I knew. Yeah. I was like, okay, this will be for myself. But, you know.
But maybe you can think about the choice next time a little bit
yeah,
more.
Or yeah. fire the people who took the photos online. Like, literally. Oh, it wasn't. Yeah. It honestly didn't look like that online. But.
Oh, yeah. When you bought it. Yeah.
Yes. But then when the day comes, I'm like, well, I got nothing else. So, I mean, I'm sure I do, but not with a theme.
You justified it. Calling you out.
Just now or before?
No, you justified it by I have nothing else.
No. That's why I said I do have other clothes, but not with a theme. You know? Yeah.
That's a tricky one, girl.
I know. But learned, you move on, right?
You live and you learn.
Right. But aside from that, I feel like I don't know what the name of my style is, but I feel like because I've even gotten compliments on Sundays at church, like with my outfit choices and this and that. Like, oh, you look really cute. I get chic a lot. Like this and that.
Chic, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what the proper word is. But yeah, I feel like the more you cover, the more sexy you can be.
I really do. I do believe that too. I do believe you look way better with like clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
Clothes on. No. I just think it's way better. I don't know what else to say on that topic or that specific thing. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
To be modest.
Yeah. Cause I've definitely, I was more passionate on this one because just looking back until now,
yeah,
what I used to think like tight and this and that. And
yeah,
no, like
now you're great.
I'm good. Now I want the mom baggy jeans and like the, you know, it's crazy how things could change once you get into the faith more, huh?
Yes, it sure can.
But with all that being said, those were my 3 points. But there are obviously challenges in trying to keep the physical purity of it.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is big for both of us for this part where it said food temptations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I don't buy the sweets.
Yeah, right.
We have sweets every now and then, but that's why I don't buy sweets. I try to fight every temptation in the store, so when I'm home, I'd have no temptations.
It's tough because if you're disciplined, that's fine, but some people have more of a challenge being disciplined.
You have children. You have to get snacks. I feel bad for you.
But I don't. I try to teach my children the same thing.
Yeah.
Of course, we're not perfect. Like, I give them candy and, like, dessert sometimes, and... but I also don't have a ton of bad snacks. Like, I don't buy Pop-Tarts. I don't buy anything that's...
I remember I used to buy Pop-Tarts so much.
I don't buy bad stuff like that. I mean, I do get some chips and I'll get some cookies, you know, but I try to make it, like, healthier options.
Yeah.
And I also limit it
for
them because I want to teach them that. I didn't... no offense to my mom or anything, but that was at the time. No, I just want to say, because at the time, like, when we were younger, people didn't think about health as much as they do now.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Do you know what I mean?
You should have seen our house.
Exactly. But, like, that it's wasn't like, a thing in there, you know?
We had to, like, unveil our eyes at some point in life, but when you're younger... or you have kids, whatever the case is, you're like, oh, that's fine, that's fine.
Yeah, like the red dyes and the artificial flavor and like just everything. We would have everything.
My mom's a big sweet tooth person. And my mom was one who did the food shopping. Yeah. So that just didn't help anything. But I'm glad that like I could be strong now and like be disciplined where like, I mean, maybe every once in a while I like fail where I'm like, oh, I'll have a cookie a day or whatever the case is. But there's been more times than not where... I limit it to like, okay, once a week I have my dessert after dinner and then call it a day. I felt such a difference.
That's amazing.
I'm trying to get back to that, but it's worse now because the holidays are coming. Yes. So it's hard.
I feel you on that. I feel you on that.
But
I do like a good dessert after dinner. Like, that's really hard to not do every day.
You say you're teaching your children that. I'm actually teaching Will that because I'm the one that does the food shopping and I'm the one that's disciplined in that. He has a sweet tooth. So like him and my mom mm-hmm. would be like, oh, I'm going to buy these brownies. Will comes over on Thursdays. He likes brownies. And I'm like, mom, he has his own money to buy brownies if he wanted it. So they justify it for each other. But I'm hoping that like, I realize that he doesn't need it as often now because I haven't been buying it.
Yeah.
And then also I could be strong for my kids in the future too, where I'm like, no, like now I know I'll definitely be disciplined by then. But
yeah. I mean, I look at it as more, sorry, what's it called?
You look at it as more
portion control.
Oh yeah.
I look at it as more of like portion control where, okay, if you have a sweet every day, let's not have like 3 slices of pie or like,
yeah,
you know, like
I balance
5
it out.
Cookies. Like,
yeah.
I think a cookie after dinner is fine, but too many people like
there's addictive.
I've been there where I'm like, okay, I just need like a few more, but that's where it becomes out of control.
People have
I think.
Addicting personalities.
Well, sugar's also addictive.
It's a drug.
It is. It's like coffee. Yeah. It's all about self-control and portion control, I think.
Yeah. Luckily, I made Grinch cookies the other day. Luckily, me and my friend were only able to take 7 home because we split it in half. So that is my portion where I only have 7 Grinch cookies. I'm making them last.
Good, good, good.
But no, like, yeah, I don't know.
It's a hard thing, but I think God has helped me with it too. So yeah. If you're struggling with that, pray to God to help you get through that.
Especially when you came into the faith this time around too. Mm-hmm. The Daniel fast helped you.
Yeah.
Like how you mentioned before.
But then I fell back after no sugar for the month. Did you indulge? I mean, I think it's less than normal though. So I guess it did help me shift my mindset, but I still like, I think it was too much. Mm. And it's not like every day, because sometimes if I have too much, I'll be like, all right, the next few days I won't. But what I'm trying to say is God helped me. Right. Like I finally started praying about that. I incorporated that in my prayers and it actually just happened.
Yeah.
It started happening.
Yeah. And personally being disciplined with like the gym and food and all this and that, it did help me be more disciplined in my faith, because mm-hmm. I find my life is always a schedule, like I always say. Mm-hmm. So I always make sure I put the time in for like reading and this and that. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of helped me be more on a...
It helps you to not have more time to eat too. Like
that too.
Right?
Yes, I'm being fed busy. The word, you know?
It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
Because a big part of my ADHD was always like boredom eating. So, yeah. And I'm sure like even people without, like that's a thing.
I'm just thankful to God that he didn't create me to be a sweet tooth person. That's
all right. Yeah, just ask God for help and support and he will answer if that's truly something you want in your life. He's going to help you maintain your temple. Mm-hmm. He created that temple.
Right. He knows his way around it. So
ask and you'll receive.
Right. And I like that you said like to pray about it, because just the only thing I have left about the physical aspect of it was just tips mentally and physically that mm-hmm. you can do, which one of them was praying. And then the other one is maybe journaling and like seeing how far you've come to and like
about the progress food or just in general.
Well, it could be in general, like mentally or mm-hmm. physically, mm-hmm. whatever you need it more for, I feel.
Yeah.
But if you write it down and each day, you're trying to pray about it and this and that, you'll see the difference. And I think that's what would make you want to keep going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's what made me want to keep going. Even in my journey with the whole working out and food aspect of it, mm-hmm. I tasted and I had seen. So then I was like, I want more. So that's what I put into my faith as well. But just, I feel like people who like to write stuff out, that can help them. Maybe now the physical aspects, maybe like planning the meals so that you know, like there has to be some type of way.
Yeah. And keeping track of your intake of certain things. I don't think I have the attention span to write down every single thing I eat like you've done before and like where people have done. Yeah. And I kudos, like good for you that you could do that, because I wish I could. But I don't think I can, like, but at least
and everything you can't,
like the macros and the carbs and the protein and this and that. Like,
I just want to know what's going into my body.
I am fond of that. I think that's great that people can do that. I just don't think I have the ability to.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, you know, I could change, but no, I don't think I have the desire to either, because, I think I care more about like certain areas, like let's not eat too much sweets, let's not eat too much fried food, like, you know, mm-hmm. as long as I can keep that under control, I'm fine.
The grace. And also maybe like the wardrobe aspect. And what I was actually gonna say before was, I know I said less is more, less skin is more,
mm-hmm.
But what's it called, I feel like you'll get more respect in that sense too, like the more you cover up, because you know the thought, like if you see somebody on the street with, I don't know, nipples like skin, what are the first thoughts that come to your mind about them? Like you judge them based on that.
Yeah,
it's not the greatest thoughts that come to mind, like, oh, they must be this or that.
That's true. But not only will you get respect from other people, you'll get respect from our Father too, mm-hmm. in heaven. He's going to respect those decisions you're making.
Right. And he'll see that you're trying to, you know.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And that's all I had.
Yes. I think we touched a lot on this. Woo.
we were passionate in some things.
Yes.
I was humble and I came before my mistake at my birthday, so don't come for me.
Hey, as long as you're growing and you're owning up and you're learning,
yeah,
that's all that God wants from us, is to try.
And as we always say, right, although we might be in this walk, every day is not going to be perfect. You might slip sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just remember that. Just kidding. But yeah, so that's all. All
right, then. Let's close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to come together again. We just thank you for this platform to be able to share what we know of you to others. And we just ask that this touches anyone's hearts or minds that are listening today.
We thank you for also being with us throughout our journey and our journey with our physical and mental purity. We thank you for helping us overcome any of those obstacles that we might have come through and ones that we might have in the future, because we're not all perfect. Mm-hmm. And I pray that you also help others who might be relating to this topic as well and be able to help them overcome and help them try more and more each day to want to strive to be more like you.
Yes, to reach out for your hand in times of need.
And we just thank you for everything that you do and help us through. So,
in Jesus' precious name,
amen.
Amen. Here's our little hymn, Different.
And I don't want to spend my life stuck in a pattern. And I don't want to gain this world, but lose what matters. And so I'm giving up everything because I want to be different. I want to be changed till all of me is gone. And all that remains is a fire so bright. The whole world can see that there's something different. So come and be different. Oh, I know that I am far from perfect, but through you the cross still says I'm worth it. So take this beating in my heart and come and finish what you started.
When they see me, let them see you. 'Cause
I don't wanna be different.